Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome back to Sofa Cinema Club. I'm Colson Smith, and as always, I'm joined by
Jack P. Shepherd,
Ben Frankenfurter.
The Sofa Cinema Club is our podcast where we get together to educate each other on films. Now, our podcast is all about the films you should have seen, but we haven't. Each week, have I done that
no,
wrong?
No, it's just how you're putting emphasis on now, as though we used to do it differently.
But now, with the invention of television and home cinema, we watch it at home.
The Sofa Cinema Club is all about the films you should have seen, but you haven't. Each week, we set a film for the others to watch, and then we come into the studio, and we talk about what we loved, hated, and rated about the film. Now, the beauty of our film club is that anyone can join in. All you have to do is watch along with a film at home and then join us every Thursday to find out what we thought. This week's film has been chosen by Ben for me and Jack and all you guys at home, and it is the classic that is Rocky Horror Picture Show. The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
It's an important the, isn't it?
Yeah.
But before we get into talking all things The Rocky Horror Picture Show, as always, how's your week been? What have you been up to? Busy then.
It's amazing, isn't it, how dull the week can be sometimes when someone says,
how's your week?
How's your week? And you go, yeah, fine, good. Didn't really do much. But with this, you have to come up with something.
You've got to come up.
To come up with something. So I struggle sometimes with coming up with
bangers.
Events that
you
are entertainment.
You need a banger, don't you?
Yeah.
I've got a cold, if you can't tell, from my voice. I've got
have
a
you?
Cold. Yeah. I also threw a party.
Oh, hello.
Oh, did
hold
you?
On, we're back on. We're back on.
I'm quite good at throwing parties.
This has got to be cricket club.
It is cricket club. Cricket but club. I've
end of term party.
I've always thought that I could be like a party planner, like events business on a little
what
side
is
hustle.
The, so on the golf, it's like they call it the 19th hole, don't they?
Mm.
What's it on cricket?
The end of season do. But this was different. So basically, this party that I threw, so four of my best mates who all play at the cricket club have all gone over to Australia to play cricket in Australia.
Big league.
The big league. They've made it. So I basically said to them, like, to see them on their way, like, I'll throw a party for them at the cricket club. So I did, but stressful. I'm not very good at...
What was the theme?
Australia. And the morning of the party. The morning of the party.
The hats with corks.
Corks, that's it.
Cork hats, that's
Friday,
it.
People covered, dressed as shrimps.
Friday morning. I'm having a lay-in.
What's a lay-in?
It's a lay-in.
A lay-in is by the road.
I'm having a lay-in in bed.
Yeah.
And it gets to about 8:45 and I'm risking it. I hear the door go. I miss the delivery of 15 inflatable kangaroos. Oh. Which is, I mean, that's what I need for the party.
So what do you mean?
So you had to chase after him?
So I...
No card?
Through, like, the last week, I've had inflatable crocodiles. I've had some sort of kangaroos. I've got Australian flags. I've got balloons. Mm. I've got bunting. I've got snakes. I've got it all, yeah?
Yeah.
But the biggie is I had cork hats...
Boom.
And I had 15 inflatable kangaroos.
Yeah, yeah.
and I missed.
I'm sorry if you're from Australia. This has been taken to Corcats and inflatable kangaroos. Yeah.
I missed the delivery.
But no card. No, sorry, I missed you.
I had to go down, didn't I?
To the depot.
To the depot. And they said, because they're not allowed to do it the same day.
No, they're not. It has to be 20. I was just saying it has to be a 24-hour wait.
I fluttered my eyelids.
Did you?
And I said...
Your eyelids. Eyelashes.
I said,
fluttered my eyelids. And he went, God, that's a skill.
Put them back.
I haven't seen anyone do that before.
What would that be? Just blinking loads.
Oh, can I get my parcel, please?
So I basically said, I was like, look, I know you won't have it now, but what time would I have to come back? And she went, we shut at 4. If you get here about 4:15, I'll get you it. And ooh. I was like, you're a lifesaver. And then I gave it a sob story, didn't I?
Did you, yeah.
It's for my friends and they're moving to Australia. Yeah. And yeah. It's 15 inflatable kangaroos.
What did she say? Why did you know when get she gave, you lazy wanker? Yeah.
Do you know when she gave me it? She went, they're not very big kangaroos, are they? Because it was only in like a little cardboard box. Mm. But when you bloody inflated him.
Was it a blow up? Did you go? Or did you get the nitrous oxide to float?
The old chew and blow.
The old get the head rush.
Oh, my lips were sore. I think that's why I've got a spot.
Yeah,
there from the blow up plastic. Kangaroo.
Did it all go down well? Because I think we've got to be frank here, haven't we? We've got to look at something that's going on. Is last year?
Yeah.
You won.
We were good, yeah.
This year,
fraud.
End of season, where were you?
Bunch of frauds we are.
Are you? Yeah. Where were you? Where'd you come in the league?
4th.
Oh, that's all right. Out of how many?
4.
No, out of 12.
Take it.
Do you, Jack, though? Do you go from champions to 4th?
Yeah, Champions League. You're in the Champions League.
We are. We still qualify for the ECB competition, like the national comp. But bit of a hard one to swallow because we went to the final that we won last year.
Ooh. Did you hand the cup over?
The team that we beat last year
won
this year. And we hate Woodlands. Like, it's
a big rivalry.
Oh, it is now. It wasn't.
But it's good for
friendly.
The game. It's good for the game.
It's all in the spirit
brings
of the game.
Brings out the best in us. Mm.
Yeah, slightly disappointing. Thanks for bringing that up, Ben.
That's... No, I think sometimes it's important just to realise what the tempo of the party would have been.
No, it was still good.
4th.
There was a few comments to me of, if you'd have done your job properly, we'd have won it this year. And I was like, thanks. Yeah, it's this director of cricket is ruthless. Yeah. The best thing was, when we were losing games early in the season, the old guard on Facebook were putting sack the board.
That's you.
Yeah.
So what do you think your shortcomings
glad you're laughing
have been
about
this
it.
Year? Yeah. What have been your shortcomings this year?
Well, we know what our shortcomings are. We need 2 players, and we're completely aware of what
we've just
doing.
Lost a few going to Australia.
Yeah, lost 4. You need 6. That's half a team.
They come back. Don't you worry. They come
so
back.
So you needed 2 better players?
No, not that. As
ooh,
in,
he's on the spot. Ooh,
no, no. This is my politician's answer. We didn't start the season particularly well, and
don't say your players under the bus.
We just lacked a little bit. But I'm confident that me and Wayne's will sort it out. We are confident
for next year.
We're on with it now. This is like busy. This is big transfer time for me.
Transfer window.
It's big. Yeah.
This is it. The business end.
Yeah, so hopefully we get who we want to get. We're in the final next year and we beat Woodlands.
A rag-to-riches story.
Ben, what have you been up to?
So, it's not big. It's not a turd on a rugby ball. So I get back home. I live a long way away and I drive back late at night. No noise in the house. Everyone's ill. Daughter comes down. I've been ill, Dad, I've been ill. I've been sick. I was sick of the night. I said, all right. What did you do? She said, well, I ran out of buckets. So I put the foot spa next to my bed.
And then turn it on.
Run out of buckets.
Into the foot spa.
Did she not make it to the toilet?
I mean, this is for the police investigation later on. No, I think she did, but she had the foot spa next to her just in case it went wrong. I think she did, to be fair. She did. But when she said foot spa, I'm just thinking, that's a job.
Yeah.
Do you remember those things that people used to put their feet in with the fish?
Yeah.
And the fish used to chew the dead skin.
They banned it, though, didn't they?
Oh, did they? I thought they still did it.
No.
Oh.
there was loads of it in.
Oh, like, well, I'd always fancied
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'd always
like
fancied it.
Like it's a ride at Disney or the Eiffel Tower.
If he's still going.
That'd be a good YouTube.
Down the Trafford Centre. Let's do that.
Any chance you could get some fish to
no,
bite?
No, we banned it. Animal cruelty.
Okay.
Just put your...
Really... But I've got a voucher.
Looking forward to that.
Put your feet in the pond.
I hadn't shaved my feet in a month.
Foot spas were big.
Yeah.
Do you remember every Christmas you get your mum a foot spa?
Yeah,
it
I
was
did.
A thing.
I did.
They're quite nice. Have you got foot spa?
I
you wear
we
those
did.
Weird marshmallows on your feet.
I'm wearing them right now.
Yeah. What yeah. are they called?
Yeezy slides.
Yeezy slides, but
the
they
Star
look,
Wars shoes.
Yeah.
But hang on.
They look like off colour marshmallows because you just put so much shit on them.
Hang on.
Dirty.
You've worn these. If I bought you a pair, would you wear them?
To put the bins out.
You both know you they're
what?
Very good.
Do you know what? It's a bit awkward. Coulson went away for a weekend.
You had them on.
And he left those there. And I put them on. And do you know what?
And they are.
I mean, you wouldn't go outside
no.
in them. You wouldn't do that.
No.
But walking around the flat, nice. Bit of height. Quite spongy. I was like, these aren't bad. Easy on and off. Wouldn't wear. I don't think they're designed for outside.
They're not
though.
Like my boat slippers.
No.
They're not like them.
No, you don't wear the boat slippers. You don't want to get the sheepskin Christmas gift.
Yeah.
The massive boats. They start off snug, but after a year, they're like massive sheepskin slippers. But they're good. But I'm not sure whether technically you're meant to wear them outside.
You said they give you a bit of extra height.
Yeah.
And this week's film is all about having shoes on that give you a bit of extra height, isn't it?
Good link.
Ooh.
Great link.
It's just a jump to the left. Right, here we go.
Ben,
yeah,
your time to shine. A lot of people are really shipping you for picking this. They're proud of you.
What's shipping mean?
Like, backing you.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I just thought it was the opposite.
No.
Shipping.
No, I think shipping is...
You know the way I mean? You say it, it could yeah. be anything. Ship him off.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shipping me is like, shipping me is like backing me.
I think a lot of people are team Ben, as in, it's a great choice. You're the listener's champion.
I think it's been in an audience pick before, hasn't it, and not done very well in the semis.
Has oh, really?
It? Yeah, I think it's been in before.
Memory, yeah. I don't remember that.
Yeah, I think it's...
So, Ben, your time to shine. Let's have a synopsis for the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay, Rocky Horror Picture Show, 1975. Janet and Brad, young couple, in a car in a forest and a journey, get a flat tyre. They're full of young love, very innocent. They've got no spare tyre because Brad didn't get it fixed. It's raining, but Brad says to Janet, "Hey, Janet, I think there was a castle back there. Should we go and knock on?" They go in the rain, get an umbrella, Janet, get an umbrella. I'll come back to that. They knock on the door, kind of like a creepy man opens it, says, "Oh, you're in luck. We're having a party." They go into the house, they're having a party, and the party's being thrown by this scientist called Frankenfurter. Their innocence slowly of this night is changed, and by the end, they are not the same Brad and Janet they were at the start.
Jack, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that's good enough. Synopsis, yeah. They get engaged, oh, don't they?
Big praise there from Jack.
It's not bad.
Well, no, it is. I think, yeah, it is that. They get caught in a storm at the beginning. They knock on this house, and it's a little bit weird and a little bit creepy, and it's a little bit off.
Straight off when you're watching it. The first scene when they're outside the church, did you keep thinking there was a booming shot until it panned wide and it's the lantern?
No.
No, did you not?
First off, I clocked Tim Curry straight away.
Yeah.
Did you see him at the back?
He's at the back.
He was the...
Is he the bald-headed man at the back?
No. That's O'Brien.
That's O'Brien who wrote it.
So they're in that first scene as different characters?
Yeah.
Is that done deliberately?
I think it must be, yeah. It's Tim Curry's at the back... looking bored with no makeup on, just as a man, like a priest.
But it's a famous painting.
Yeah, that of
the two people,
horror people.
Yeah, it's a famous painting.
The painting's then in the house as well, isn't
later
it?
On, it is, yeah.
So it's like a play in that it's one of those sort of things where you go, are they there or is it kind of dreamlike state? And then they go into this kind of dreamlike notion that it's nighttime, it's raining, and then they go into this other world where all those characters, it's almost like they're dreaming them. Do you know what I mean?
Yep. So what came first, the on-stage musical or the film?
the stage production.
Okay, so how old's a stage production?
At the time, it was just a couple of years before this, wasn't it?
73.
Right.
So only 2 years.
Yeah.
So they've gone...
But it went massive quickly. So I think it went West End, and then it was seen in LA.
Tim Curry was in the original on stage.
Yeah.
So what about Richard O'Brien?
Richard O'Brien wrote it.
And he's Crystal Maze, man.
Yes.
He's Crystal Maze. And if you see, the Crystal Maze is at the top of the castle.
Mm.
That little bit.
Yeah.
So the bit. So Richard O'Brien was... Tim Curry was living in town, like Oxford Street or something. He was going to a gym and he saw Richard O'Brien coming out of this gym. And he knew him and he said, what are you up to? He said, I'm looking for a really muscly guy who can sing for the part of Rocky. You know, the bloke he makes.
Yeah, yeah.
And Tim Curry said, well, what are you up to? He said, it's this play called the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, so Richard O'Brien wasn't training in the gym.
He's looking for someone. He's looking for the Rocky to be in this play. And they said, look, here's the script. Read it. Tell me what you think. Tim Curry went, oh, this is extraordinary. I've never read anything like this. So then he said, yeah, I'm into it. So by the time they came to do the film, Tim Curry had really, really honed down Frankenfurter.
Okay.
But he'd done the stage production in New York, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he did.
For a month. He did. It was on for like a month in New York.
On Broadway.
Doing 42 performances or something he did on Broadway, yeah. And the director, Jim Sharden?
Yeah.
He got told by the production company that were making the film... I don't know who it was. Was it Paramount? It's not Columbia. Is it MGM?
Just keep naming them. Slumber House. Universal. The one with the lion.
You've made one up there, Slumber House.
No.
Is it Bloom House?
That's the one.
Slumber House. I like that. What is it? It's films about going to sleep.
I'm in a cage, Henry. And you find out who the production company
is.
Does it not matter?
No.
They wanted the director to cast big A-list stars at the time who could sing and do musical numbers. So they wanted Mick Jagger. They wanted Bowie.
The people who were making the film?
Yes.
Okay.
Ah.
And he said, look, we've done this play now for 2 years. We know what we're doing.
Yeah.
I want to use the original cast because the original cast are mint.
Yeah.
And they went, oh, we need some Americans in it. All the original cast are English. And he went, okay, I'll tell you what, get some Americans for
Brad and Janet,
boy and the girl, and maybe for Eddie, the guy on the bike. That's Meatloaf. So
Mr.
the Americans Loaf. Come in there, Mr. and the rest Loaf. Is the rest is all British. Mr. Loaf.
20th Century Fox.
20th Century Fox.
Brilliant. And now it's been bought by Disney.
Yeah, so I watched it on Disney Plus. Yeah.
So did I.
Decent copy.
Yeah, they reformatted it, I think. It's still playing now, so it flopped when it first came out.
The film did?
Yeah. Cost $1.4 million to make. It flopped, got really bad reviews. And then what started to happen was it's still playing now in cinemas. Cinema started to play it. It got this kind of cult following. Now, I've been to...
It's massive in, like, Germany and places like that, isn't it?
It used to play it every Friday. I don't know whether they still do. In London, there's a cinema called the Prince Charles Cinema. And every Friday or Saturday, they played it every night.
And
that night. And everyone would dress up.
Because people dress up to the stage production.
Yeah.
Because obviously, it tours non-stop.
Yeah.
It tours non-stop.
In their film, when you're watching the film, everyone dresses up.
Yeah.
And as the film is playing, you shout at the screen response to their words.
The first time I went to see it was when Beverly Callard played the narrator.
Yeah.
So that's when I've gone to watch it and Bev's walked on stage for the first time and someone from the crowd just shouted, "Slag!" And like, that's apparently how it goes.
Really?
When she's got no... When she comes out in the movie and it's raining and she's got a book on her head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
"Get an umbrella, Janet! Janet, get an umbrella!" They just... It's a real fro.
Okay.
So when you're watching it in the movies, like they throw popcorn in the wedding bit. They throw confetti. So it's all...
Yeah, and people shout out and...
Oh, it's a full thing.
Right.
I went to it. It's a full... It's quite amazing. It's quite brilliant. So that started this...
And they all start to do the noise when Frankenfurter first appears.
Yeah.
They all do the noise when... The start of Sweet Transvestite, They all do that. Do you know the noise when she's coming down the lift? No. All the audience like hum along, chant along to that.
Do they?
Because it's like, she's coming, all stuff like that. I went to watch it with my mum and I was like, what is going on? And like, just because they shout, especially, I think the narrator breaks the wall constantly so they can shout more onto the narrator.
It's a bit more complicated than it first appears because it's making a lot of assumptions by like those 1950s films, then those horror, Hammer horror films.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
And then in Hammer horror, there was a narrator, then using that narrator as a device to say, we've started in one world, but now we're moving to another world and leading you through that, isn't it?
For me, the narrator works better in the play than it does the film.
Yeah, someone else said that. It's got more of a part, hasn't it?
I just thought the narrator in the film kind of took a little bit.
Well, you're out of the house, aren't you? You're out of the fun house.
Yeah.
That's where all...
Whereas on stage, I know you're it's in. Really hard to compare them, but the narrator literally walks in the middle of the stage and it's almost like the cast can kind of see the narrator at times.
Right, yeah. Okay.
They use the narrator, though, on the stage to have a name, don't they?
Yeah.
The narrator's normally a name.
Yeah.
And then they use that. But yeah, so it got this sort of underground wave of... Then it started to come back and realise that... Actually,
a massive following.
Yeah, and it's huge. I mean, as soon as that music's that, they go into it's sort of it's one film, and then they get caught, and they go into the castle, and then straight off you're into the time warp, aren't you?
I think on tour it pretty much sells out wherever it is.
Yeah,
every night will pretty much sell out.
But the numbers are great. All the songs that like Tim Curry sings.
Yeah. Well, the first song of Science Fiction.
Yeah.
That's the only reason that girl did it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Susan Sarandon.
Yeah, she'd heard that song and she went, I want to sing that song.
It's Richard O'Brien's voice to the girl's lips.
Yes, who plays his sister. Yeah.
Ah.
So he's always playing with this idea of sexuality or that sort of idea of playing with identity. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
That's what the film does. So he's already started with that. His voice coming through.
Because it's just a shot of lips straight up, isn't it?
He really envied and grew to sort of dislike Tim Curry while making the film, did Richard O'Brien.
Oh, really?
Because Tim Curry, everybody loved it when Tim Curry was on set.
Yeah.
Because he's got the best lines.
Yeah.
He's very charismatic.
Yeah.
He's great in the costume, in character.
Yeah.
And he's great at the singing and performing. And everybody just wanted to watch Tim Curry perform.
Yeah.
And he was pissed off in a way because he's wrote all the songs
and he's
getting like all the accolade and he was just at the back with a hunchback. Do you know what I mean?
Sort of riff like,
riff raff. But what a performance.
What a performance.
What a performance.
But it's those little bits he gives it where it's to the camera and it's an aside and you go, God, that's good.
Yeah.
Right. Now, I think this is very, very easy and I know Jack does as well. Yeah. Let's cast it.
Okay, fine. Great. So if you two think it's easy, you've talked about it.
I know Ben is. Ben's Frankenfurter.
Yes, 100%.
Great.
Perfect. Do you not think you'd be really good at that?
At Frankenfurter?
Yeah,
I'd love it.
Yeah.
I think you'd can't be sing so badly.
Don't matter.
I love that nature of that character.
The balls in us.
Yeah, because it's
out
so
there. You can't really go wrong,
can you? Can't
it?
Fuck up.
The only way you can fuck up is not go
is
enough.
Not going
if you
enough.
Don't believe in it. I agree.
The only way is if you believe, I'm not sure about... What's amazing about Tim Curry doing it is he goes full guns for every part of that character.
Yeah.
He goes full guns in the costume.
Yeah.
Full guns with Janet. Full guns with Brad. Full guns with Eddie.
Yeah.
And then Rocky.
You know that when they've sat down and they've gone through that costume with Tim Curry, he has, he's literally either said yes to everything or suggested it himself because he will have had to make his own limits.
He's running. He's running after Rocky.
In
high heels.
Yeah.
He's running after him properly and then collapses.
He was 4 hours in makeup for all that makeup. And in the end, he went, this is taking too long. I'm just going to do it myself. And he learned how to do it all of himself.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I'm Frankenfurter.
Rocky.
No, I'm not Rocky. I'm Riff Raff.
No, I'm Riff
I'm O'Brien.
I'm Riff Raff. You're Rocky. What do you think, Ben?
I can't be Rocky.
I see Jack as Riff Raff.
I'm Riff Raff.
I think
Meatloaf.
It's a gimme.
The ball was thrown up to me. I hit it with the meatloaf. You're fucking.
I do that song very well.
Yeah,
I can out the freezer on the motorbike.
It's a very good song.
Yeah,
all the songs are strong.
And okay. He's very good at it.
Yeah, he is. He gives it guns.
It's a hard one to do, but we did it with High School Musical. Top three songs.
I'm going to go...
Sweet Transvestite.
You've got Sweet Transvestite.
I like that.
You got The Time Warp. You got
no,
Science Fiction.
No, I'm not
fiction.
Going
you
Time Warp.
Damn it. I'm just listening
yeah,
to songs.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
You've got Dan It, Jan It. You've got...
Touch Me, Touch Me, Touch Me.
Yeah.
Touch That's me, good. Touch me. I liked Eddie's song on the motorbike.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was good. I also liked Frankenfurter's last song.
When She's Going Back.
When She's Going yeah. Back. I liked
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
did that last shot. Remember that last shot of him stood and they had that spotlight
yeah.
and you see him from the side. I thought it was a great shot. I also like that I could make you a man in a week.
Yeah.
yeah.
I liked that.
I like it when they're somewhere in the darkness.
Yes.
And a pilot.
They're good tunes.
Yeah, they are.
Sweet Transvestites.
Sweet Transvestite. That's
so,
the one.
Because when I remember going to watch it and I came back to the flat and Ben was like, what do you think? And I was like, yeah, it's good. And he was like, what did you think? Did you love it?
Mm.
And I was like, yeah, it's good. It's not what I was expecting. And Ben just went, Sweet Transvestite. And then he was like, play the song sort of thing. And you spoke to me about that. And Tissy.
Patient.
Yeah. And that...
Because in 1975, when this was made, it just shows you now it's on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1975, you've got a man singing Sweet Transvestite. I remember seeing it going...
It was strict 18.
Yeah.
It's a strict 18.
Was it?
Yeah. They wouldn't show it in certain cinemas in certain countries. They wouldn't show it. And like Ben says, it's now on Disney Plus.
It's now on Disney Plus. I mean, Coulson, what's so weird for me is it's almost like if you looked at... Having a film in the 70s, 75, take it 50 years, you'd have a film from the 1920s.
Mm.
So it's that much of a... It's like yeah, silent yeah, movies yeah. to 75. 75 yeah. to yeah. now, it's on Disney Plus. But I remember when that came out, it's like, oh, wow, what the
yeah,
fuck
yeah,
am
yeah.
I seeing? This
yeah.
is amazing.
This is
it's amazing. Like, just what it was trying to say and the songs... And the characters, and then he kills Eddie.
Yeah, that was gruesome yeah. in a way.
Gruesome,
I mean,
kills
after
him.
I mean,
and then they eat him.
Then they eat
yeah.
him.
Yeah. yeah.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
And then both Brad and Janet you lose their virginity.
He shags them
to him.
Yeah, that was
I mean, it was like when you're watching that. I mean, imagine 75, yeah. you're watching it going, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then, you know, Rocky's getting made. He gets made into this huge, muscly guy, and then he sort of dies, and he hangs on his neck as he's climbing up that huge thing
yeah.
towards the end. I mean, it's quite a thing. So
yeah.
it's amazing now
yeah.
for me
yeah.
to go, fucking hell, it's on Disney Plus.
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Going back to Eddie briefly,
yeah.
Meatloaf
yeah.
on
yeah.
the motorbike.
Mr. Loaf. If you don't know the Mr. Loaf reference, it's worth saying it was in a very, very early on episode, which is why you should go and listen back.
Yeah. I don't know which episode it was.
I don't know which. What I suggest is listen to
all of them.
1, 2 and 3, 4 and 5 and 6. And then you'll find out that my mum, when we were at a carvery, a Meatloaf was there. And my mum has a thing about speaking to famous people. And we all said, don't, mum, please don't. She went, I'm not going to, don't worry. We finished the carvery. We stood up. She went straight over to him and went, hello, Mr. Lowe. as if his first name was Meat and his naff's name was Loaf. Mr. Loaf.
I love it.
And he looked at her like, what is... One, we're in Newcastle. So he's got no fucking clue what anyone's saying.
Oh, I was in Newcastle this week.
Oh, hello.
The accents.
Yeah. So no, it's only one.
An old...
Geordie. It's not like you got to it.
An old woman. I've walked past an old woman and I thought she's... looked at me and said, my son, as in, you're my son. So I've kept walking, and then I've realised she's shouting Coulson. And then I realised I've looked her in the eye, blanked her, and then I've realised she's not saying my son, she's saying Coulson.
Saying your name.
So then I kind of had to turn around in the middle of the road and like, hi. Like,
do the wave.
I wasn't meaning to be rude, I just thought you
couldn't
completely,
understand you.
Like,
misplaced me, and now I've realised that.
What do you think of Newcastle? Would you go City Hall for their
No, Arena. He's yes. big. I went to watch Joe Lycett.
Oh yeah,
I was expecting it to be like local
big guns.
Yeah,
the arena's big.
It was at the arena.
Yeah, the arena's big.
One way in. It's a queue.
Oh,
One queue. Yeah,
bit like a taxi.
Famous people don't queue, do they?
No.
Well, I did. I did in Newcastle.
You have to be careful. Above your station, sir.
I went to Showcase, and they were like, "Do you know Ben Price?" And they just looked at me and were
complete
like,
blank.
"Back at queue."
No,
mate.
But we know his mum, Mrs. Loaf.
Great city, by the way.
Yeah.
Freezing cold, but a city that's got everything.
Yeah, freezing, freezing.
How would you say Coulson, a Geordie accent?
Be Coulson.
Yeah, so me thinking she's saying my son.
Because it's almost like Scandinavian, isn't it? That's where it comes over from.
Is that what?
That accent, yeah.
I just never realised how strong it was.
Yeah,
and how
that's what my kids said when they went back. Because I don't really notice it much when I go back. But my daughter turned around and went, is everyone going to speak like this? And I went, it's an accent. That's how it works in Newcastle.
If you dropped in with your mates after like 20 minutes, are you back doing
would
the accent?
Back?
A bit more.
Yeah,
I've never had a very strong Geordie accent, to be fair. They've got strong Geordie. I suppose it's a bit like any accent. You can get a light Manc accent, can't you?
Yeah.
Light Leeds.
Yeah.
But you can get quite a strong accent.
Mm.
So they've all got quite light accents. But that Newcastle, because it's not near anything, also tends to keep its accent.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, in the central station, straight to the arena.
Mm.
So whoever the person was who said, my son, yeah, I'm sorry. When I realised it was too far down, and I was gutted, because it's rare you get called your proper name.
Yeah.
And then when I clicked as to what she'd said, I was like, what a twat I am, just walked off.
Blanked it.
So
your name be shit in Newcastle now.
So anyway, that was Meatloaf, that was Newcastle.
Mr. Loaf. So there we go, listen back. I'd suggest listening back.
To every single episode.
If you can't find it,
go on to Patreon.
Go on to Patreon and find them all there. So, what were we saying?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
It was my favourite trivia bit of the thing, including him, Mr. Loaf. You know when they've got that shot of him on the motorbike and it's through the Perspex glass?
Yeah. Out the freezer.
Do you know what that is?
No.
They put Meatloaf on a wheelchair and they attached handlebars to it and they drove it around. So that shot, I'm just envisaging him on a wheelchair
being pushed around.
That's what that shot is. Yeah,
so
that's
he's not
how
on a bike.
He's not on a bike. That's how they able to got it. The wide shot of him on a bike going down the thing. It's a stuntman, right? And he's driving round on that motorbike down a ramp. He came off it. The bike fell on top of him and broke his leg. Oh! That's it. That's the trivia.
So what, broke his leg?
Broke his leg.
Off the film?
Yeah, done. You're done. Meatloaf had to pick the bike off him.
They all ride
He was trapped underneath it.
Don't they?
Yeah, they turn up.
Yeah.
But there's all types of references to film, isn't it? Like the biker gang, like the gangs.
Yeah.
And
do you reckon there's any
King
reason
Kong,
why?
Is that at the end?
Yeah.
Non-principal characters are all dressed the same as well. So only the characters that feature are in different costumes. All the other, it's a small cast, isn't it?
All the others have gone to
a
party.
And they're all in the
Spot
same.
Chris Biggins there.
Oh, is he there?
He's in the party.
That's who it was.
Chris Biggins, let's go.
You know who I thought it was?
Celebrity Jungle.
American Horror Story. I thought it was him. The short one.
Has Biggins got shades on?
Yeah.
Got glasses. Biggins there.
Skinny Biggins.
Loving it. Jump to the left. Biggins. Yeah, he's in there.
That's a
It was a big thing. It was a big,
you know. Said to me, I might be outing you here, but when I came back from watching the live show the first time, and Ben made me put Sweet Transvestite on, I then put Time Warp on, and Ben went, every party we ever go to comes on. Is it still now, or was it just a thing at that time that it was just the
tune?
Well,
it went through a really weird thing, is the film comes out, no one really gets hold of it, then into the 80s it becomes something, and then every party it was... It's just a jump to the left, and then a step to the right, and everyone's doing the movement, but then it sort of became its own
thing.
But everyone loved it. As soon as you put that on, everyone's up in the middle doing the time warp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's mad.
It's clever.
It is mad. So in the film, like we've said, Frankfurt is a doctor and tries to make her perfect man, doesn't she?
Yeah.
And she ends up making Rocky, and it all goes drastically wrong. And then randomly this other doctor rocks up, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's the guy who they're meant to be seeing. But he's been spying on Frankenfurter.
And he knows that
he knows they're aliens from the planet... Transylvania.
Yeah.
And he's been spying on them. Basically, you find out that Frankenfurter was down to do a mission, and the two people who are watching him are Riff Raff and Columbia?
Magento or something.
Magenta. Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, it's like... what's that... not Jekyll and Hyde, Frankenstein's monster, isn't it?
Yeah,
but he builds that Rocky. He builds Rocky, perfect man.
Yeah.
And Rocky comes out.
It is Frankenstein's monster, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what he's doing. But Frankenstein's monster was always known to be weird.
Yeah, a monster.
And Meatloaf is like a Rocky that's gone wrong.
Yes.
He's been kept in the freezer, hasn't he?
He's been kept in the freezer. That didn't work. Frankenfurter really was meant to be doing something else, I think, on planet Earth.
And
but he's just gone and made the perfect man.
Perfect boyfriend.
But while he's doing it, what you get the sense of is that young couple, innocent young couple, a bit like Red Riding Hood, lost in the woods, don't know where they're going. And rather than being rejected, lose their innocence, is that the whole party go, oh, this is fucking great. Take your clothes off.
You're going to have the night of your life.
You're going to have your night of your life. Here we fucking go.
Mm.
And that's what's so... I think those characters bring you into the film.
Yeah.
You're those characters.
Because it's weird how it's such an intimidating and off atmosphere and vibe that they're going to, but it also seems so welcoming, doesn't it?
Yeah. Because it's a party and there's music and we're dancing.
Yeah. It's scary, but it's also not. It's so oh no, just let's go.
I just remember thinking... Oh, this would be fucking great.
I want to go to that party. Yeah.
It wasn't fun to work on it.
Oh.
A lot of the actors didn't have a great time because they've done the stage musical, they've done that.
Yeah.
They know that inside out. When it comes to filming, everything stop-start.
Got to do it different.
Yeah. And they were stood along on set for a long time while the set's been rigged up because they keep on having to change scenes and sets quite a lot for a different thing. So there was a lot of waiting around. Tim Curry says there was a lot of waiting around while filming, all the waiting around in makeup. The castle that they're in was old and leaked.
Yeah.
And was...
They used it as a set on Hammer... Hammer House of Horror films. They used that
as a set.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was like a creepy mansion from the 1700s. So it leaked.
Well, did you see his breath?
Cold. Yeah. The air cold. That
when
comes
Brad
out.
Comes in wet and you think, oh, that's really cold.
Yeah. Well, she got pneumonia. Susan Sarandon.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Filmed in England.
Yeah. She got pneumonia while filming.
So they didn't have a great
time. No, it was cold, it was wet, and there was a lot of standing around.
I tell you, Az had a great time, because he must have made a fucking fortune.
O'Brien.
Richard O'Brien. He must have made a fortune.
Come to Aztec land. Yeah. Here we go, he's running. Yeah.
We've been to Aztec. Have you done that?
Yeah, it's great.
It's great fun. Yeah. That's a good soap cinema club
Peter
trip.
Peter Barlow trapped in a railway carriage. Couldn't get out. He got trapped in. He got trapped and we had to buy him out.
I didn't want to. I said leave him.
He didn't want to. Were you there then?
No.
You too young?
I didn't. You went to the press launch of it, didn't you? Yeah, I didn't do it.
I'll tell you what, he's brilliant.
Yeah, I've been with Jack and obviously Jack had done it and Jack went, this is your one, this cost. This is when I was fat as well. Jack went, this is your one. He's going right up your street, this one. And they went, "Who team leader? Who are you sending?" And Jack went,
"Team leader, Coulson
on this.
Team leader,
the fucking mouse wheel made me run around on a fucking mouse wheel.
Because I was on that one, that mouse wheel. Yeah, you fucking hard.
He went, oh, you'll be great at this.
Everyone got two. I got one. Don't know who our team leader was. Mine was Hooker Duck. Dog shit. I got the crystal and then went. Hey. The best one was." Chris Gascoigne
in the mine,
and he had to go back and forward in the mine
carriage,
and he got it wrong. Hand reached for the door, and they went locked in. We had to buy him out. Oh, it's great!
We should do that again.
Yeah,
it's very good.
It's very good.
In fact, let's plan our trip to Crystal Maze now, whilst we'll take a quick break, and then we'll be back with the ratings.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans.
Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
We're back. Ratings time. Ben, it's your pick.
Rating.
It means you start.
I think this is a revolutionary film. The 70s were a really extraordinary time, I think, for film. Like, Scorsese doing his stuff with Mean Streets. Mm. Raw films, raw cinema. It wasn't like now it's Thor or Marvel.
Predictable.
Predictable. Then, I mean, imagine, 1975, you go, oh, I've heard about this film, what is it? It was called The Rocky Horror Picture. Mm. Suddenly someone's coming down in high heels and boots and there's a man running around.
Ballsy enough to even put on... TV and film now, isn't it? Like that.
Yeah, but they paved the way. 75 paved the way. I think, look, it's not perfect. And it has that edge of, you know, there's bits you could... and you probably if they remade it, they do it in a different way.
Have they remade
it? No, they made number two and it flopped.
Okay, I knew they'd made...
They made a Rocky Horror 2.
Quite recent, like maybe 2005?
No, it was in the 80s.
Oh, okay.
And not long after, didn't have Tim Curry... Did have Richard O'Brien, and it flopped, really bombed. Mm. So, I suppose essentially it was.
I'd say it's him. It's Tim Curry all day. His performance,
because actually, yeah, you look at it and you go, he's driving that film. Like Brad and Janet, brilliant at the start, riff raff good. But as soon as he comes down, you go, right, here we go. Here's the film.
Hit Rocky Horror Picture Show. Let's do the time warp again. 2016. Oh. Guess who's directed it?
Who?
Kenny Ortega.
I was just going to say Kenny Ortega.
I didn't know they'd remade it.
But shite by all accounts, but it has Tim Curry in.
But not what? Playing.
No, he won't be playing Frankenfurt.
He's
sure.
Playing the criminologist. Adam Lambert's Eddie.
The criminologist is the guy in the wheelchair, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So who's Frankenfurter?
Hey, have a look. I knew I'd seen it on Internet Movie Database.
I didn't think they'd even dare to do that.
But they've obviously proven that they can't do it as well as it had already been done, haven't they? And Kenny Ortega's quite a big musical theatre director.
The problem is, the thing about the film is, I think, which people miss now slightly, or you get with the play, I know this is my rated corner, is how daring it was. How on the edge they were, that group of people, and that film putting something on. So it's now been a bit sort of, I don't know, sugar-fied, a bit hey, blah, blah, blah. But then someone dancing through with high heels and that...
I was pissing myself when he climbs into bed and they've dubbed Susan Sarandon's voice of, I thought it was her.
Yeah.
And then they do the exact same scene.
Exactly the same.
Shot the same. And it got me. Completely got me. And it went, wig comes off.
Yeah.
Ah, it's you.
Yeah, it's you. But I mean...
But it's that bit of, yes, it is me, but you're going to enjoy it.
Amazing sort of open sexuality.
He based the voice and the performance on the Queen... Queen Elizabeth II and his mum's telephone voice, because that's what she sounds like when she answers the phone. Yeah, yeah.
So that's another knock the Queen, it's like, you've got to remember the Pistols were out.
Yeah.
God Save the Queen.
Yeah.
You know, you've got all this stuff going on, mixture of... So I think I'm going to go 9.5.
Wowzers.
As a musical, because I'll never give a musical probably that high. That so high. As a musical...
Oh, that's awkward, because you gave High School Musical a 10.
We all make mistakes. And I think now... I think I was doing it because I thought, this podcast isn't going to go anywhere. I'll give it a 10, he's flagging. We can't get... Colson's gone into a mood. I'll give it a 10, just to be nice. Now, and we're at season 6...
9.5 from Ben. Jack?
It's you, innit?
It's whoever it wants to be.
I never go last. I don't think I ever go last.
So you want to go last?
Yeah, I think so,
That's good. Okay. Coulson?
8 for me.
8?
Real solid 8. Good film. Don't know if I regret having seen it on stage first, because I think I saw it on stage done very well.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that the narrator is such a better part on stage.
Yeah.
Whenever the narrator came on screen in the film, I was like, oh, just fucking get on with it. Keep in the action. Yeah. But yeah, it's good. It's a good story. It just works. And it probably shouldn't work. But like you've said, Ben, in this, like realizing the historic value and realizing what it did. And at the time, like, yeah, massive. Great songs. Tim Curry is brilliant. Like, he is mint. He obviously makes that part and he makes it his own. And I would imagine that if it wasn't for him playing that part first up, it would have been played very differently by other actors.
What I also love about him is he fully invests in that role. He doesn't turn around and go,
if he'd have done it half-hearted, I think everyone else who would have followed would have done it half-hearted. Whereas you know if you get that part now, well, you've got to try and
I'll be doing it next year by the sounds of it.
You've got to try and outgo Tim Curry.
Yeah.
So you've got to go full guns. Otherwise, you look a dick.
Yeah.
Like...
It doesn't work.
So yeah, solid 8.
7.6 for me.
Seven point six.
I feel like
because it's
sloppy.
In the sevens, and I think it's above halfway.
Just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Tim Curry is the guy. He's everything. He's so sexy in it, isn't he? Do you not think?
Yeah, brilliant.
It's his double hand dancing.
Yeah. I think the director said Tim Curry plays somebody that every female wants to be and plays a character that every man wants a woman to be.
Yeah.
I think he said something like
he's
that.
He's got a real...
Sex appeal.
Sex appeal and sexuality to him.
Mm.
The big question is, why only a 7.6? Because we've heard all the good things about the film.
There's other musicals that I like.
Yeah.
There's other catchier songs.
Yeah.
But the songs are good. I can't remember all the words and I can't even remember all the melodies of the songs. But I know they are good. It's not an album I listen to in the car all the time, whereas there is other musicals that I do.
Yeah.
I think if Tim Curry's not in it, it's not half the film.
I think half of my rating has got to be
more than half.
Yeah, it's half of my... Yeah, it's also, I remember what it's like
to
come from 1975.
Yeah.
And just, I mean, that is nowhere.
Yeah.
That is nowhere on cinema.
Yeah.
Just nowhere. And it comes out, you're like... I remember thinking, oh, this is a moment.
Mm.
This is the moment where a little door opens for me and I can see some other kind of... characters and way of being. It really affected me, I think.
25.1 out of 30, which interestingly is level with Big Lebowski. Do you think that's, I mean, two very, very different films? So it's
both cult movies,
below Kez.
His rating brought it down.
It's a good job I fucking did. It's a good job I did. Otherwise, you're up there with bloody Schindler's List.
Below Kez, above Brokeback Mountain. It's an interesting one, Matt, because it's a better film than Kez.
Well, I don't know about that.
I think you're on a very sticky wicket with Rocky Horror and Kez. They're two vastly different films. Two films that are really, really significant at the time they played. Kez is making a complete look at how we lived. So actually, it's a very, very good point, Coles. Rocky Horror playing in the cinema in Kes?
What, at the same period of time?
Imagine. Mm.
So Scream 1's got Rocky Horror on, Scream 2's got Kes on.
Imagine the town in Sheffield.
Barnsley.
So you're living in the time of Kes.
You're living in the time of Kes. Go and watch Rocky It's just Horror. A jump to the left.
Yeah.
That's how fucking mad it was.
Fresh out the mine.
Fresh out the mine. What you're seeing tonight, it's a new film.
Rocky, I'm putting my tights on.
I'm putting my hands on my hips and bringing my knees in tight.
That's mad.
Isn't that mad? Yeah, mad. Now you're seeing, which is great from the podcast, I think, is you're actually seeing
What the world looks like.
What the world looked like to me in 1975 at school.
Yeah.
I probably belonged to the cinema for a pound or whatever it was. And I go, oh, we're doing the time warp. I'm just a sweet transvestite. Mm. It's my... Yeah. Imagine Newcastle, the time of Kes. And I go and see it. And I'm like, oh, this is mind-blowing.
You fully are Billy Elliot, aren't you?
Yeah, that's it. Except I can't dance.
So before we find out what Jack has picked for us next week, it's over to Jack to kind of have his moment in, to kind of have his big moment here. He looked really scared then and puzzled. Used to be called Jack's Hidden Gem.
It's just Gem.
Now it's been renamed Double Gem. Jack's Gem. And I think most of you listeners at home who have Netflix could pretty much bank on what Jack's going to pick this
week. It's basically,
whatever's
trending. What's new on Netflix, Gem?
What's massive
on the Netflix? Minute. Probably the most spoken about documentary in the world.
It's not
right
a doc,
now.
It's a series.
Okay, so
it's a dramatised.
Yep.
Dramedy.
Dramatisation of real events. So it's Netflix, it's the serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer. Just using his surname though as the title. Dahmer. It's very good. 10 episodes.
How many have you watched?
I've watched four, I think.
Ten's a lot.
Ten's a lot.
Is it hours. 10 1-hours?
Ten one-hours.
Is it?
That's a big production.
Yeah, because it's made
production.
For Netflix, so it won't be 44 minutes.
Performances.
Brilliant.
The camera work, very good. The pace, everything very good. It jumps back in time. So
was he in prison? Because they interview him, don't they?
I know they interview him because I know a bit of research from previous.
Yeah.
But yes, they do. But I don't think I've got to that bit yet. Okay. Remember, I'm only 4 reps in.
Okay.
Dumb.
All the events that happen in this series are absolutely true.
Real.
Everything. Yeah. Nothing is heightened for the series. Everything's real.
Someone said it makes you realise how scary the world can be watching it.
Well, yeah. Well, everybody knows that. Don't they?
The way you say that, Jack. Well, yeah, everyone knows
that. I know, but you're saying that like...
Well, I'm just saying as in it's quite shocking, isn't it?
The girls that I live with, they've watched it and they cover their eyes every now and again.
Yeah.
Okay. And his mum had to put a top over her head the other day when she was watching it because it was too much for her.
So is it the family watch?
It's a full family watch. We're all invested. We're all in there. But they can't look at the gruesome bits. Now, I don't think they're gruesome because the camera always cuts away. So it's always what you think is happening is happening.
Yeah.
And what you think is happening is happening.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it, but the camera doesn't show you it.
Yeah, got you.
Well, I don't think so, but it's very good. The guy playing Dharma, absolute bob on, spit of him, double of him,
we're big
mannerisms,
fans of his being Coulson.
Everything.
American Horror Story.
American Horror Story. He was our big...
What's he called?
Good actor. Good actor.
Yeah, he's very good. Evans Peters.
Yeah. So, some might say, Ben, I mean, I say some, me and you, certainly me and you that matter in this. Jack doesn't matter in this, what I'm about to say.
Oh, great.
Series 6.
Yeah.
Jack Shepherd,
yeah.
Has he been chasing ratings?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Jack.
Have I?
You have.
What film?
How have I?
Are you the next pick?
I am,
Yeah.
I don't think I have. No, not you with have. This next one.
You have. You had an absolute dip with Crash.
Yeah.
So you went, right, I'm not having this. Guns, Taxi Driver.
Yeah.
You went to one of the most iconic films of the 20th century. So you're like, right, Taxi Driver!
This could be big, this. Could be big.
What are you going for?
Subtitles.
Hello, we're back into the subtitles. Coulson's heart already
We're not allowed to watch subtitle films whilst I'm living at home. This was the one rule I made.
It?
Yeah, it's going to be a hard watch for me.
Big
this.
Watch. Brazilian.
Oh, I know.
City of God.
City of God.
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
I know it's meant to be very, very good. It's an 18, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about one kid's struggle living in the ghetto, basically.
Because I remember being in a DVD shop and saying to my dad, can we watch that? Because it was an 18 and it looked good. And dad was like, it's subtitles. And I was like, oh,
so that's, I haven't seen it for ages. I'll look forward to that.
City of God.
Big film.
Big film.
Big film.
Yeah.
Big film, actually. Yeah.
Chasing the ratings.
He's chasing ratings without a shadow of a doubt. He's chasing ratings.
Next week, we're watching City of God. And the other thing we're doing this week is we're recording our bonus episode for Patreon for this month. And if you guys want to get involved on the Patreon...
Get involved.
Just get involved. I think it's fully time now, innit? If you've been umming and ahhing with Patreon...
Do you know what? There's bags on there. At the start...
Well, are we telling them what this new episode is?
You can tease it if you want.
Tease it.
We're now... We're now going to do specials on certain people in film.
Yeah.
And the first one that we're doing is Mr. DiCaprio.
Leonardo. And yes, he is joining us in the studio, but it's only on Patreon. And if you want that, you've got to go on over to www.patreon.com/sofacinemaclub. And every person who joins us on Patreon gets a shout out on the podcast.
Mm.
They get a job in our film studio /cinema.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Are you ready to introduce new people into the business, boys?
Yeah.
Okay, big job, straight up. big job. No, it's not. It's not going to be shy. It's a big job. We have one at work. So basically, you know how we've got Ian?
We've already started.
He's catering.
So what's Ian's job?
Catering manager, isn't it?
Ian has been on the phone. Yeah.
Is it?
It's getting busy in that canteen.
Yeah.
It's getting busy. He needs a chef. And filling the role.
Sous chef?
No, just a chef.
Well, yeah, sous chef, like his second in command.
Is someone like called Dave Chef?
He needs a chef. No, I'm not that unoriginal, Ben.
Okay.
Taking the role of sous chef is Amy Cook.
Well, happy with himself. Oh, right. Here we go. So I've got to think of a job now. I had one before. I've done 3D glasses, haven't I?
Yeah. Oh, you're back at the cinema?
Back at the cinema now. In the cinema, I used to, years ago, you could have a Wurlitzer come up from the ground in between. Play like tunes. Big. It's a big organ. It would come up through the ground
from
like
the
that.
Silent movies when you were alive.
When I was born, they do it from that, and they'd have like they'd play tunes or whatever on what you were seeing on the screen. So it's Natalie Jeffs. Yeah. She's playing that.
Playing the organ.
Get on that.
Well, if Ben's in the cinema, I'm going to go in the cinema.
It's me.
I'll pass it to you after your dick, then you get to finish out. If Ben's going in the cinema, I will go in the cinema. And it's a big role. Some will say that these people are basically thieves.
Yeah.
Head of Pick and Mix goes to Sean Williams.
Sean Williams? One in EastEnders?
Sean Wilson.
No, Sean Williamson.
Yeah.
Played Barry in EastEnders.
Yeah. Barry's on Pick and Mix.
Yeah, Barry's. Oh, okay. We've got a bit of a rodent outbreak in our post-production office. So we have to get pest control.
The exterminator.
Yeah, and that is Jake Scrivens. he's pest control.
Oh, that's funny. Right, what am I going to do now? Film studios. We've had scenic artists. We've had security.
Oh, let's try and think of him somewhere.
We've had catering. Have we had production? I think Nick Milner, production manager.
You've got about seven.
Is it? You need a lot, though.
About mechanic.
Action props. Nick Milner.
We've got mechanic.
Action props.
Action props.
Action props.
Nick Milner.
For props, for props those that don't know, props that do shit.
Yeah.
Cars.
Guns.
Yeah.
Guns.
Lighter.
That's
Nick Milner. Brilliant.
So next week, if you want to be joining the film studio /cinema, it's really easy to do so. You've got to join us on our Patreon, like we said. And now is the time to be joining, isn't it, boys?
Yeah, thousands and thousands of content.
It's almost almost crash Patreon.
Almost too much content.
Almost too much content, but there's loads of content. Too much. It's like a Children's Britannica of content.
I think the other thing that is really good on a serious note about Patreon is, one, you are supporting us, guys. You're making it possible to do what we do. And it is so easy for us to be able to have a direct line to the people who
What is good is when Henry puts on that, like, he'll ask a question just on the Patreon about something we might be recording or top fives or would you rather.
And is that you?
Yeah.
Fucking rustling throughout the entire thing. It sounds like it's a war.
Jack's been bought a new cord shirt.
Have you been doing that all night?
No, just then.
I could just hear it there. I was like, what's going on?
He's feeling his cord shirt. I can't remember what I was saying. Basically, get on Patreon.
Yeah, get on it's Patreon. Only £6 and we appreciate it. Right. We'll see you next week where we are talking all things City of God. Until then, good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.